Hey folks, here OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the Ficom Clue M. This is a budget-oriented Android smartphone that runs on Android 4.4. It's unlocked and sells for only 100 euros, or around 120 US dollars, and it has two SIM card slots behind the cover. Specs are middle of the road, and it's inclusive of a 1.5 GHz quad-core processor, 1GB of RAM, 8GB of built-in flash storage expandable via a microSD card slot, a 5MP autofocus-enabled camera on the back with LED flash, and also a 1.3MP for selfies on the very front. It also features a 4.5-inch display with a so-so resolution and also a capacitive touchscreen technology. Of course, we have access to all the usuals, including Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS underneath the hood, but the bigger question here is whether or not this phone can compete with other budget-oriented smartphones from larger manufacturers such as the Motorola E or the Motorola G. And in our review, we will certainly test that out and tell you guys our opinions. As far as the build quality is concerned, the Clue M is nicely constructed. It has a mixture of soft-touch rubber materials in the back, as well as Corning's Gorilla Glass on the very front, and it seems like a pretty modern-looking handset. The bezels are a little bit large, especially on the bottom, but it also houses three capacitive controls for the home, the back, and also a menu key. These are not on-screen controls, but they are pretty easy to tap on, and they also are backlit, so you can see it in darker environments. As far as the back goes, you also have access to a stereo speaker, which is very loud, although sound quality is on the tinier side of the spectrum. On the left-hand side, you have access to controls such as the volume rocker, as well as the power on-off switch. These keys are pretty large, responsive, and easy to press, and if I snap off the back cover, you have access to the removable battery, the SIM cards, as well as the microSD card slot. Overall, the phone feels substantial in the hand. The soft-touch material makes it easy to grip, and it definitely juxtaposes its inexpensive price tag. Taking a look at the operating system, Ficom has definitely gone with a more traditional route. It's a very vanilla build of Android 4.4.4 KitKat. We would have hoped that the manufacturer would have updated this phone to Lollipop by now, but unfortunately that's something that's coming out later this year. For now though, I'll say that the smartphone runs very smoothly. It's pretty lucid and responsive despite not having top-of-the-line specs. We are impressed because you can browse the web, watch a few YouTube videos, do some video chatting, and everything seems to run smoothly. Of course, if you do some extreme multitasking such as opening up multiple games in the background, and browsing multiple tabs in the browser, things will definitely slow down. But for the most part, these specs seem to keep up nicely with the operating system and the general performance. When it comes to call quality, we're also pleased. The microphone here is crisp and also the reception is quite strong. It's a 3G-enabled handset that will support the micro-sized SIM cards, and it's pretty easy to use as far as dialing people and reception is concerned. Battery life on this phone is also pretty good. With a 4.5-inch display, it doesn't drain as fast as 5-inch and 5.5-inch phones. We received roughly 3 days of usage before we had to recharge this phone, which is pretty long in terms of Android smartphones. On the very top, you have that standard drag-down notification drawer to learn more details. Taking a closer look at the screen quality, it's definitely one of the more disappointing facets of this particular phone. Although it's bright enough and pretty saturated, viewing angles are not so good. If you tilt the phone slightly from the very top, you can see that colors can be washed out quite easily, and this is the only thing that really disappointed us about the screen. Otherwise, it's very sensitive, a lot more sensitive than comparable devices by ZTE and Very Cool that we checked out a few weeks ago. So sensitivity is definitely excellent for browsing the web as well as watching videos. If you're playing back games, you'll feel that this phone really does zip through things, and we were pretty impressed with that aspect. Clicking on the menu drawer here, we can take a look at some other applications that are pre-installed. There is access to the full Google Play Store, as well as some other services like a Wi-Fi Direct, and the ability for you to use the phone as a Wi-Fi router to connect to other devices. What's interesting about this phone, however, is Ficom has omitted the standard editions of Gmail as well as Google Maps, but if you want those, you can always download them yourselves. It's just something that doesn't come pre-installed like on most other Android smartphones. Otherwise, all these standard apps are present in addition to a calendar, a browser, a calculator, as well as a gallery that you can use to look through your recently taken images. Speaking of, the image quality in here is decent, but at 5MP, it's not extraordinary either. If I want to take a quick image of my hand, for instance, I can tap on that once. You can see that images are fast to focus and fast to take, but you don't have that much settings, which I was expecting coming from some LG and Samsung phones. For instance, you won't find beauty face modes on here, nor you'll find any HDR modes, or even a raw photo mode, but you can see that you can get a nice amount of detail and contrast in your images, which is more than I can say about a lot of other 5MP smartphones. So overall, the actual camera on here does a pretty good job, I would say. It does best under direct sunlight, and under darker environments, the flash certainly helps, but it's not that outstanding. The front-facing camera is a lot less impressive. It offers not-so-good performance, especially under darker environments, so if you plan on video chatting under low-light situations in a house or in an office, that is one area where the Clue M does not fare so well in. Otherwise, taking a look at the web browsing experience, it's also pretty fast. The default browser has been set to the Dutch version of Google for some reason, but you can always set that and change that yourself. Taking a look at the keyboard, it's a little bit small just because the phone has a 4.5-inch display and we're now used to 5-inch and 5.5-inch screens. However, the sensitivity of the screen definitely makes typing still an ease. Let's say I want to type something like FICOM. I can type that in. Right now we are in Chinese. Let's go and search that up. So as you can see, it's pretty fast and easy to use. It's definitely responsive, and Google searches can be done at a moment's instance. I can tap on a more complex page, such as FICOM's website, and you can see it only takes a few moments to load the complete desktop page. Pinch to Zoom is also fairly responsive and lucid, and all the Flash elements are directly loaded onto the browser. You can watch videos, any animations in addition to ads without having to use any mobile version. So that's an impressive aspect. So despite having a budget-oriented price tag and a middle-of-the-end spec sheet, we found that the Clue M actually performed quite nicely in terms of web browsing, which is good. Otherwise, video performance is also decent. You can load up any files on a micro SD card and use this as a PVP or a digital MP4 player, and it does nicely for that as well. And that's mainly all the core functions you'll find on this device. So at the end of the day, in response to the question whether or not the Clue M manages to compete or at least differentiate itself from other devices such as the Motorola E and Motorola G, I would say it's tough. It really is tough because right now at $100, it's not significantly cheaper, even though it is a little bit cheaper. It offers dual SIM card support, which is one differentiating factor, and we think that the build quality of the Clue M is top-notch as well. Definitely get a pretty good build for only 100 euros or 120 US dollars. With that being said, the budget-oriented Android market is a category that's becoming more and more overcrowded, and thus more and more difficult to compete in. To learn more information about the FICOM Clue M Android smartphone, be sure to read our full RIN review. This has been our video. Thank you for watching Curate OS.